Let's mention a star turn for one of TVTL's definitely most diligent listeners. Paula Poundstone was on Colbert's show. I almost called it the Colbert Rapport in my intro because that's still in my brain. But of course, this is the late show. This is the show David Letterman used to do, the number one show in its time slot, the now juggernaut that is the late show with Stephen Colbert. And Paula Poundstone was on there and talking about her time on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And get a listen to this.
We have a research department, and they said it says 201 times. That's over 200.
Right. Do you know, I do know, there's a lovely man named Lin Pham who keeps the stats. He's just a guy. He's not hired by the show. He's a guy on Twitter, and he keeps the stats. And I believe I'm correct in saying that I hold the record for losses on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Okay. You're the least informed.
No, here's the thing. The others,
it would be
a great job if the others didn't cheat, but they do cheat. Roxanne Roberts usually wins. But
Lin Pham, or Pham, if you're Paula Poundstone, is officially the most famous, or you could say famous, TBTL listener in history. No. Here's a guy, Andrew, who is probably happy to be the TBTL Dazzling Donor of the Day last week, right up until the point that Paula Poundstone was literally name-checking him on Stephen Colbert's show. WTF. That is what
the fam.
He was
also on WTF?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fam. Sorry, I stepped on your joke. That's the one thing that you made me promise when you gave me this gig. Don't step on my jokes.
Lynn, congratulations. That's like, I mean, that's insane. I can't believe that happened. That is so cool.
I know. I have not seen, I could be wrong about this, but I don't know that people are celebrating this as much as they should be on the Stens page. Like, I only heard about this through you, and I think one person might have sent me an email about it. But I mean, clearly Lynn knows about this, right? Like,
yes,
we're
he knows
not
about it because
this news.
Yeah, he knows about it because he actually sent me an email. I found out about it through my wife, who was, who is on Facebook. Or where did you see that Lynn got name checked by Paula Poundstone on Facebook? So she sent it to me. I was in, I don't know where I was. I was somewhere. Oh, I was in Seattle because I was going to do this gig on Sunday. And I immediately sent it to you. I was like, dude, can you believe this happened?